About 500 homes in the Delta Junction area were still without power this afternoon, more than 18 hours after high winds gusting to 76 miles per hour pounded the area last night. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
By mid-afternoon, gusts were exceeding 60 miles per hour, kicking up towering clouds of dust off the silty banks of the Delta River, peeling roofing from buildings, hurling plywood and plastic sheeting, and generally wreaking havoc. Golden Valley Electric Association crews restored power to most of Delta a little after 2 this morning. GVEA spokeswoman Cassandra Cerny says they were still at work this afternoon at a couple of dozen trouble spots around the area.
We have 3 crews working in the Delta area, and we're guessing there are about 25 to 30 locations that they're working at.
Cerny says GVEA officials hope to restore power to all area customers by midnight. The State Division of Forestry says 2 new fires were reported around Delta Tuesday, one in a residential area sparked by a downed power line, another smoldering near Tenderfoot Hill, about 30 miles north of town. Both were extinguished. National Weather Service meteorologist John Lingus says winds picked up later Tuesday afternoon, gusting to 70 miles per hour. He says the biggest blasts hit later Tuesday evening.
That 76 miles an hour occurred for a very short period of time between 8:30 and 9 p.m.
Lingus says motorists making their way south on the Richardson Highway will still run into winds, especially north of Israel.